The Tuna Temple, yeah?
We went to the Turner Temple on holidays. The Turner Temple was a real sanctuary for me. I was always very impressed.
Der Turner Tempel war aber wirklich für mich ein Heiligtum. Ich war immer sehr beeindruckt.
Zu den Hundvätern.
On special holidays, we saw a boy called Otto Sable. God, that's the one who emigrated to Australia. His best friend was Hansel Hacker. The two of them came to the synagogue on Yom Kippur. Many young people were standing outside talking to each other, and they arrived with a ham sandwich. They arrived with a ham sandwich on Yom Kippur.
Ja, zu Yom Kippur ist er angekommen mit der Schinkensel. Das habe ich noch. Das Gesicht sehe ich nicht mehr vor mir.
I no longer remember the face, but I remember the ham sandwich. I had an aunt, and there was a prayer where you tap yourself. You say a few words, and then you always tap yourself 10 times. My greatest joy was when I went inside the synagogue and saw my aunt tapping herself.
Zeit, wenn das war, und mich angeschaut habe, wie meine Tante sich da herklopft. Nun frage ich sie.
Als Kind war ich im Turner Tempel.
As a child, I was in the Turner Temple Children's Choir. I was 11, 12, 13 years old.
Ich war mit 11, 12 Jahren, 13 Jahren.
There was a gallery. The women were on top and the men below. I remember it was in some kind of courtyard. It was a very beautiful temple. My grandmother died a year before. After 11 months, when the mourning year is over, you go to the temple to say Kaddish the last time. Kaddish is a mourner's prayer. We said Kaddish and went home. That was the 8th of November, 1938. In the morning, we heard that the temple had been burned down. That was the Kristallnacht. The last thing they said in the temple, in the little room next to the great temple, was the name Luise Willich. Then it burned.
Ja, dann hat's gebrannt. Und auf einmal gibt's auf der Straße Tumult. Na, wir rennen zum Fenster.
Suddenly there was turmoil in the streets. We ran to the window, and in the garden, in front of the temple, everything was thrown out. You couldn't see who kicked the things out. You only saw books and other things flying. It was a huge pile, surely 3 meters high. All of a sudden there was a bang, and it started to burn. We stood at the window and saw it burn and cried, "Firefighters, firefighters." Somebody went to the phone and called the fire department, but nobody came. And then it really started to burn. The whole temple burned. The fire department eventually arrived, but only made sure that neighboring houses did not catch fire. Windows were cracking, everything you can think of. It was gone. Some people were dancing an enthusiastic dance, like the Indians bouncing around the fire.
With the Kristallnacht, everything normal came to an end, at least for the Jews. All synagogues were destroyed, except for one single synagogue in the Seitenstättengasse, which remained more or less unharmed.
It happened in the streets. It was terrible. We had left a crack open and sat in the dark. We saw people being chased and beaten. The cousin of my mother, who she had hidden for 8 months, they took him and threw him in a photography shop with a huge display. He was terribly bruised and battered, and they forced him to pick up all the shards with his bare hands. Then they arrested him and deported him to Dachau.
Verhaftet und mitgenommen und weggeschickt nach Dachau.